Hey, it's the Small Business Tax Champions here, Pat Mannix at Paris Financial, talking to you about exit strategies, and I'll give you a very good example of an exit strategy, a client who started with the end in mind, and it's actually the benchmark for a particular industry as well. So here was a couple. The fella was in the building game, high-end builders he worked for, big construction building projects, and had his own building license as well, so a pretty smart cookie on that side of things. And the lady in the relationship really was a high-energy person and had some good experience in the hospitality industry. So they came in to me one day and said, look, Pat, we're thinking of setting up a coffee shop. My usual reaction to coffee shops is, gee, that's going to be hard work. You're going to have to get the lease right. You're going to have to come up with a fair bit of money right at the start. That's going to be tough. But they started with the end in mind. And this is what they did. First of all, coffee shops. They knew out there that the industry value in coffee shops had a lot to do with how many coffees you made in a particular day, which went into a week, which went into a year. So they understood the value of what they were trying to build, number one. Number two, the fella understood the building industry. So with cafes, coffee shops, they found a fantastic corner block so they could put the tables and chairs out the sides of the building, but the fella got all of the building permits, knew the industry, what they could and couldn't do, and then they were able to get the permit for the coffee shop or the cafe very easily. Once they started to set up, the lady was absolutely brilliant at interior design, got the right layout for the shop, and so they had the right location, the right layout, and they had the building permits to set everything up. Once the coffee shop got up and going, they understood another thing about an exit strategy within a cafe is it's got a limited life. If they're going to run a coffee shop, 18 months, 2 years, maximum 3 years, they can run that shop and then they need to get out because they're going to get really tired running that sort of a business. You can mainly employ family members and a few others, but you've got to keep a really tight rein on that business as well. So off they went, had a chat to myself, and here was a little key thing in their industry, again with the end in mind, they bought the premises. So buying the premises, they bought it in their self-managed super fund, ran the business through a trading trust, so they had the tax benefit there, and off they went building that business with the end in mind, with their exit strategy in mind. So off they ran it for about 3 years. They ran this business, ran it really well. The coffees got up, the place was humming, and they had it to the point where they're starting to get really tired. It was at its peak, and they sold the business on the market. And they did, got a very good price, but they held on to the freehold, to the property, which was in their self-managed super fund. So they suddenly had a property which was worth more value and could earn good rent off the business owner who came and bought the business off them. And they were out after 3 years of running a cafe, went and had a break after about 6 months, and they went back to another location and did it all again. So that's a benchmark for a small cafe business to try to get in and out and run that business. But the key thing is they were structured correctly. They had an exit strategy, or they started with the end in mind. They got out, paid zero tax, and off they went into the sunset. A real life example of a real client starting with the end in mind. When you start a small business, what's it going to be worth if it grows in 3, 4, 5, 6 years time? Because you don't know what's going to happen in life, and the tax laws have been set up here, so you're going to get a big payday one day and pay zero tax. Exit strategy. What's yours? Promise me one thing, small business people. If you're entering small business, promise me one thing. Start with the end in mind. Yeah, that's right. You start with an exit strategy. So every small business is in an industry which is going to have its own value to it. And you've got to understand that industry and know what the value of a growing small business is, because your payday one day is going to be probably your biggest payday in small business. And that is when the business gets sold. The exit strategy, how are you going to get out of that business, whether it's through illness, family illness, sale of the business, because you want to change your career, you've had enough, you're tired, you don't have someone to take over the business. They're all reasons for an exit strategy. Promise me one thing, start with the end in mind. And the Aussie government in 1999 made it a heck of a lot more rosy to sell your growing small business, because if you've got less than $6 million, you're going to be able to sell that business and not pay a zack of tax. So start with the end in mind. You must have an exit strategy when you start a business, and that means understanding its value. I'll run through a series of these exit strategy videos and give you some examples and plans that you could put together to make sure you're on track. Please promise me that. See you soon.